This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. Yesterday marked 5 years since a tragedy in southern West Virginia that still fills headlines across the state. On April 5, 2010, an explosion at Massey's Upper Big Branch mine near Montcole in Raleigh County killed 29 men. It was the worst mine disaster in the country in more than 40 years. It took some 5 days for rescuers and first responders to recover the 29 bodies. The nation watched as crews worked to drain the mine of methane gas so it was safe enough for them to search. David Hodges is Whitesville's Fire Department's assistant chief. He was one of the first emergency responders to reach the mine that day and spent 9 days on the site.
It's very emotional and it's very trying, but also we're trained to do our job, so you sort of put it to the side. And when you're working these cases, you really don't put faces with names, and things don't seem like reality hasn't settled in until after the fact.
While Hodges was at the mine portal with his crew, David Minturn was in a building on the mine site. He's the pastor at Sylvester Baptist Church, and he was one of the many religious leaders who offered comfort to the families of the 29 miners.
I think initially the shock among the families, the despair and hope at the same time, there's a great feeling of community among the families. We just looked for opportunities just to say a word of comfort, to have prayer, just to be available for the families if they needed anything that we could help them with.
That was Erica Peterson reporting on the one-year anniversary of the Upper Big Branch mine disaster. For many of the family members, the pain has still not passed. In November, U.S. Prosecuting Attorney Booth Goodwin handed up an indictment for former Massey CEO Don Blankenship, charging him with conspiring to violate mine safety standards resulting in the blast. Blankenship pleaded not guilty to the charges in federal court last month, and as the trial date draws nearer, his attorneys continue to try to have it moved from Beckley, just an hour from where the disaster occurred. They claim the CEO will not be able to get a fair trial in the district because of the high-profile nature of the case and preconceived notions of the jury pool. Goodwin's office is fighting those claims. This is West Virginia Morning at 7:46. Increasing cloudiness today with a chance of rain, temperatures reaching the 60s and low 70s. There's a chance of rain and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the 40s and 50s. Rain and thunderstorms in our forecast for Tuesday. Heavy rain is possible. Daytime highs again in the 60s and low 70s.
Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by WVU Arts and Entertainment, presenting Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn at the WVU Creative Arts Center, April 9th. Information at 304-293-SHOW.
This morning, we begin an occasional series looking at the laws passed during the 2015 session of the West Virginia Legislature. We call the series Effective from Passage. The first story in our series shows how laws can affect one kind of West Virginia business. After closing its doors almost 2 months ago, the Bloomery Sweetshine Distillery in Jefferson County reopened this weekend after a successful cry for help to lawmakers. Liz McCormick reports.
And then the room was perfect.
It's been almost 2 months since this popular tourist spot in the Eastern Panhandle has had people and laughter within its walls. During this year's legislative session, the Bloomery Sweetshine Distillery closed after years of being classified as a retail liquor store. The distillery owners claimed this as a misclassification and said it was costing them too much money, killing their business. The distillery closed in early February, and the owners said they wouldn't reopen until the issue was addressed by lawmakers.
It was an overwhelming heartache. It was so drastic for us to make that decision.
That's Linda Losey. She's co-founder and one of three co-owners of Bloomery Sweetshine.
You know, we've been funding the distillery for 3 years out of pocket in trying to get to profitability, and it was really affecting our relationships, our hearts to keep opening and losing and losing and losing, because we absolutely, absolutely love what we do and what we do for this community and for our fans and how they react to us. So for us to make the decision to close, we had to make it for the financial reasons, but it really was a drastic decision, and to put 17 people out of work, that's what was the killer for us.
The Bloomery Sweetshine owners estimate it has attracted more than 50,000 tourists to West Virginia since it opened in 2011, some of which were from outside the U.S. All of its liqueurs are made on site and by hand, and most of the fruits and nuts used in the drinks are grown on site or are sourced within the local community. The distillery offers tastings and the option of buying their products on the premises. Rob Losey is co-owner and in charge of sales and marketing. He says the decision to close the distillery surprised their local legislators.
I think that it was also, it was received well by every one of our legislators, and that trying to figure out a way to help us and really to help our county. I mean, one of the things that we do is we bring in a number of tourists. And, you know, we're, you know, someplace that people from out of state find as a destination. So they come to visit us, and then they spend other time in the county and leave some tax revenue behind. And I think that was recognized, and that we were, a bit of a shining star in our area. And it was something not to be lost.
In light of the news of the distillery's closing, legislators began putting together a bill that would help Bloomery Sweetshine and other distilleries and mini distilleries like it. Senate Bill 574 was the answer. The bill will reclassify distilleries in the state and give some tax and management fee relief to those owners. It would also raise the production level allowed for mini distilleries. Governor Tomlin signed Senate Bill 574 on March 31st, and it will go into effect on June 12th. The owners of Bloomery Sweetshine Distillery were elated by the news, but Tom Kiefer, co-founder and co-owner, says their closing was not a ruse.
We didn't close the doors to send a message that was unintended. We closed the doors because we couldn't afford to stay open. So I don't agree that a business should close down just to make a stand and fight for reduced taxes. I mean, for us, it was, as Linda had said earlier, a do-or-die situation. And the fact that we were dying on the vine because we always had to supplement every month the business that occurred in the tasting room just was not an affordable way to continue on.
Linda says it was ultimately the response from their fans that drove the message home to legislators.
One of the strengths that we had behind us was our fan base. And so if a small business is absolutely feeling the pinch of government regulations and it's killing the business, then I don't disagree that you have to somehow contact the legislators and get help, because it's nearly impossible to do it without the legislative action that is required to put laws into effect that will help the small businesses.
During Bloomery Sweetshine Distillery's reopening Saturday, it offered tastings to more than 350, most of which visited the distillery for the first time. The owners say they are satisfied with the response from lawmakers and are excited for the effect of Senate Bill 574 in June. Next year, the owners plan to push lawmakers for another bill, one that will allow them to sell their products on Sundays. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Charlestown.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.